How strong is the legal marijuana Alaskans buy over-the-counter? That's a question that's been raised in a dispute about potency levels among various cannabis businesses. Now, as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the state's regulatory body is considering extra steps.
Earlier this month, during a Marijuana Control Board meeting, Erica McConnell, the director of Alaska's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, announced it was time to examine how businesses are testing legally grown pot.
Testing is the foundation of the regulated industry, and it is what allows consumers to have confidence that they're getting safe and uncontaminated product at a potency level that they're comfortable with.
Potency level refers to how much THC is in a cannabis strain or product, similar to the percentage of alcohol per volume listed on a bottle of beer, wine, or liquor. And generally, more potent products command a higher price, which can create a profit incentive for growers who may want to get higher potency results from the testing labs they send samples to. And some allege it also gives those labs an incentive to return more favorable results. In a report by KTVA News, one business owner documented discrepancies between the same cannabis strains evaluated at Anchorage's two licensed testing facilities. As the relatively new industry continues taking shape, McConnell says that's a problem that needs to be fixed.
Testing can deviate, and so we're looking to our processes to make sure that they are as standard and consistent as possible so that there aren't deviations when the same product is tested by various labs.
To do that, the Marijuana Control Board is convening a working group made up of stakeholders from public health, the sciences, and businesses in different sectors of the cannabis industry. The goal is that by next summer, there'll be more consistent protocols for how to test cannabis, because under the existing regulations, there aren't clear rules for how to evaluate samples. In fact, McConnell says AMCO isn't aware if there's even a scientific consensus over the best ways to evaluate, which might explain why two different businesses could return different results from similar samples. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.